America's dairy farms are doing more with less, quite literally. We have fewer dairy cows today than just a few decades ago, but they're churning out more milk than ever. Dairy cows have been bred to be larger and more productive, and as Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports, that focus on genetics has some prominent livestock advocates ringing alarm bells.
Early this year, a Wisconsin dairy cow named Gigi made history. In 1 year, Gigi produced more milk than any other cow had before. Ever.
She's a diva.
That's Gigi's owner, Robert Banky, and she's a diva for a good reason. She produced nearly 75,000 pounds of milk. That's triple the national average.
She's very wide. You can literally fit your head and shoulders between her front legs right now.
Gigi is a Holstein, the iconic black and white dairy cow. Her stature gives her an edge. She clocks in at nearly a ton, and her shoulder rises to 5 feet 2 inches tall. Her ability to produce is coded into her genes.
Genetics is on our side as well. You can put anything in front of her and she will eat it.
We've bred them to produce a lot of milk, so what's behind that is that they have a big appetite.
Tom Lawler is a geneticist with the U.S. Holstein Association.
They definitely have gotten bigger, and they're definitely bigger than the beef cows.
What Gigi represents is a ceiling, what Holstein's bodies are capable of. At least for right now, thousands of new calves are born every day, most of the product of artificial insemination and other reproductive technologies meant to breed more productive, more efficient cows. Lawler says that's led to an American dairy herd that churns out more milk per cow than at any other time in history.
That's what we're doing. We're just sifting through the cattle, identifying the ones that are just a little bit more productive, a little bit more healthier, and trying to get more progeny from them and fewer from the other ones.
But that increase in milk production doesn't come without a few trade-offs. Colorado State University animal science professor Temple Grandin has been critical of the dairy industry. She says some farms are too focused on breeding hulking Holsteins with insatiable appetites and deep udders.
Instead of going for maximum milk production, let's optimize it.
Grandin says focusing on production can lead dairy farmers to breed cows more susceptible to lameness or infection, and it can cause a drop in reproduction rates. She says smaller cows tend to produce less milk, but they last longer and calve more often. It may not be as profitable right away, but it pays off, she says.
And if you just go for the big, gigantic Holsteins and only get 2 years of milking, that's not very sustainable.
Here comes the feed truck. Here comes breakfast.
If breeding ever larger cows has some drawbacks, one way to coax more milk out of the herd is to focus on cow comfort. Doug Ford is a veterinarian for a series of large dairies near Brush, Colorado. We're at a farm with nearly 2,000 cows in the state's northeastern corner. Today, he's doing a pregnancy check.
And if you just look at these cows, look how content they are. They're just enjoying the morning.
Ford's philosophy to increasing production on a farm comes down to handling. He teaches dairy staff low-stress techniques that allow the animals to move more freely between the milking parlor and their pens.
In the industry, we all have the same feed trucks, the same vaccines. What sets one operation apart from the other? It's the people, and it's you know, the way they treat the animals.
Ford says he understands that some consumers would readily call this operation a factory farm because of its size. But the realities of the market for milk have forced dairies to grow larger and become more efficient.
Milk prices haven't changed that much over the years. So what it amounts to is you have to produce more.
Producing more milk to make your cheese, yogurt, ice cream, and butter. But eventually, dairy farmers will hit the limits of what a cow's body is able to do. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.